Welcome to Synthaholics. This is your host, David Duncan, and with me is...
Brian! Hi, David. How you doing there, big guy?
Doing good, little guy.
I'm the little guy. I'm a midget. I'm shrinking. I'm turning into a dwarf.
You're turning into a dwarf, yes. As you should be.
What? What does that have to do with it? As expected, you are shrinking.
As expected, yeah. That's just how it is. But welcome everyone to the show. We didn't know what we were talking about this week until very close to the wire. And
I mean, it wasn't that close to the wire. We let it simmer for a week, and then it was like maybe a week and 2 days. It was fine.
No, I think we didn't pick this movie out until like 3 days ago.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've known about this movie my whole life. My whole life has been leading up to this moment.
Leading up to this moment. just because this is movie news and not video game news, I did forget to bring this up pre-show. But did you see the Borderlands trailer?
Oh, yeah. I did see the Borderlands trailer.
That was a trailer.
It was. It feels like they're trying to make Guardians of the Galaxy so bad, like they want another Guardians of the Galaxy, but it looks like a train wreck. The casting's weird. There's a lot of things wrong with it. I don't know. It looks like a train wreck. I'm not a fan of Jack Black being Claptrap, and I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart as Roland. The other ones, they're not great either. But those are the two that I don't like at all, because Kevin Hart is not like Roland
at all,
and they already have the voice for Claptrap. He's not like a real character. Just bring the guy that does the voice for Claptrap in. I like Jack Black, but I also like the voice of Claptrap.
I agree. I like Jack Black a lot. I thought he was great as Bowser. I love Tenacious D. Got some really good songs, some pretty funny songs. He's a good actor. But like, Claptrap was already just a voice. Like, why get a big name for? I want Claptrap to sound like.
Got to bring in the audience, man. We got to bring in the audience.
Yes, but the trailer just looked absolutely surreal. Like, and
it looks like it's fake. It doesn't look like it's real at all. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It does. It looks like a weird fever dream.
Yeah, it feels like we just took like acid and just came up with a movie trailer idea.
Like,
I feel like they've been talking about this movie for like 15 years.
They've been talking about this movie for a long time. Like, I remember talking to you about it like
probably 10 years ago at this point. Yeah.
At least 3 years ago, I remember us talking about it. And then it's like, it just, all this time and the movie doesn't even look like a real movie. It looks.
It is a real movie.
You know what it looks like? It looks like when IGN put out that Legend of Zelda live action trailer for Legend of Zelda.
Boy, is this a deep cut. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you never saw that? Oh, man, that was like a forever ago. But like, I don't, it just, there's, where it looks just so bizarre. I don't know what it is to it. And Borderlands is weird by default. But this was weird and a completely different vibe. I don't know.
I don't know how to explain it
other than that. It's just absolutely bizarre.
I can't imagine anybody's going to go see this besides people who've played Borderlands. I feel like anybody, even though it has big actors, I feel like anybody who watches this movie or trailer or movie or whatever, they're just like, that's just what their response is going to be.
I do want to watch it just to talk about it on the podcast. But if we weren't doing the show together, I don't think I would go see it like on purpose. You know what I mean?
No, because I would see it regardless.
Oh, you would see it regardless?
Yeah, I mean, Borderlands 1 was good. Borderlands 2 was really good, and then Borderlands 3 and everything after it sucks.
Yeah, yeah, that's
my take.
That's exactly
actually Borderlands 3 sequel. Then everything sucks. Borderlands pre-sequel is not good, and then everything continues. Actually, they've only had one really good game and one like good game. Well, the rest of them suck.
Well, the way I look at Borderlands is like Borderlands 1 is a.
It's like fine. It's good.
It's like a tech demo, basically, yeah. for the idea. And then Borderlands 2 basically has its own story, and then it refleshes out the story in Borderlands 1 because Borderlands 1 barely had one. And so that was great. And then everything else sucked. Yeah. So I agree. I mean, I do want to see the movie to talk about it, but man, I'm not hyped about the casting. I love Cate Blanchett. You know, she's fantastic. Galadriel.
I'm glad you love her.
But I don't know about her as Lilith. I just feel like, if, you know, because it's a video game movie, they're going to want to make a sequel if it makes money, because that's what studios do. Oh, yeah. When something makes money, they want sequel. But getting Cate, I just don't believe, unless she's just like that hard up for a paycheck, I don't see her like wanting to come back for it. You know, a sequel, unless they.
She was brought on board for this years ago. This wasn't brand new casting information. We've known about that for a long time.
I know, but it's just so bizarre that that she would want to do an action hero role. It's bizarre, and I agree. Kevin Hart is nothing like Roland. He's too short, and Roland was never like funny.
No, Roland's like a serious like soldier guy, and Kevin Hart's a little
The Rock. Guy. The Rock would have been better casting, because The Rock can do the "I don't know what's going on here" as like the straight man, like, you know, if things funny happen to him. But like Kevin Hart's just gonna like ham everything up, and that's not Roland. The Rock would have been a much better casting, I think.
I don't want either one of those, but I understand what you mean.
Or, you know. But
speaking of video games movie, we got to talk about why we're here, David. Why are we here? We're here to talk about Gran Turismo.
Yes. David. That's our movie for the week.
What did you think of Gran Turismo? Because, actually, you know what? I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
David, I liked this movie.
I liked this movie a lot, too.
Really? Yeah. You agree with me?
I liked this movie.
Give me that rating.
I'm going to give it a solid 9. This was an enjoyable movie through and through. I cannot believe this movie is a video game movie. And secondly, that came out in the year 2023.
I
loved Oppenheimer. I really enjoyed Oppenheimer. But Oppenheimer was, I guess this is sort of a biopic too, but like this, I don't know, this movie was entertaining me all throughout. Oppenheimer was kind of stop and go, you know, it slowed down, then it picked up, slowed down, and picked up.
Yeah, it was a 4-hour movie.
Yeah, this movie was genuinely entertaining pretty much the entire way through. I really enjoyed this film.
I'm also gonna give it a 9. I already pre-thought of that number, and I thought for sure, just because given it's a video game racing car movie, you're gonna give it a low score. So that's why I was telling you to go first. But yeah, it was really good. I don't know. It was interesting to watch. I was like, it was just over 2 hours, and like it felt like it was like 20 minutes. It was, man, the whole thing was just so, It did have some like weird beats with like the father, being the quote unquote antagonist of the movie, being like, you can't do this or whatever. But then like he does do it, and his dad's still not around. He's just like, you're still gonna fail. And he didn't show up till like the last 5 minutes of the movie. He's like, oh my god, I'm so proud of you. I've been there the whole time.
Well, they showed him watching a race at home.
Yeah, but if you had a son who was going to be a professional like racer, you're just going to sit home. He's traveling around the world and going from race to race, and you're just sitting at home. You'd want to go with him, wouldn't you? I would want to go with my son.
Yeah, but I mean, he's also like
a multimillionaire.
Well, no, just his father probably like, you know, he's like he used to be a professional footballer, but then he's.
Or soccer, for we're American soccer.
Well, this is a British. This takes so it's a footballer.
Yeah, footballer.
He's a professional footballer. So I don't. But I guess he works on the train yard now. He just kind of does like blue collar work after.
Well, that's what happens a lot of the time when you're like a top level athlete, but you're just not good enough to go pro. You kind of just fall, that's a big depression that hits you, and you kind of just like do whatever you have to get by. And it sounds like that's the kind of guy he is, where it's kind of like he just got a random job that he could do because he doesn't have college or anything.
That's why he probably couldn't go see his son at all the races, and because he couldn't afford it. He's a blue collar train engineer.
His son's a multimillionaire now, probably. I don't know how much his son makes, but I feel like Nissan could have, like, hey, like, bring my parents with me if Jan would have asked. At least that's what I think.
So, like, I was just curious. So, like, while I was watching this film, I was just like, when did this happen? Because it is based on a true story. Jan, I can't remember how to say his last name, but Jan, this fella behind me, is who the movie centers around. He is one of the best Gran Turismo players, and he won a contest to go to GT Academy to learn how to race.
Well, the whole point is to prove that race simulators can transfer into like real life abilities. That's what they're
skills. Yes.
Yeah. To give validation to video games.
Yeah, which I thought was great. I love the story of making video games a valid form of entertainment and a valid thing to do. And there's been studies with video games where, like, typically you would want to, if you're having surgery, you want your surgeon to be a gamer because gamers tend to have stronger hand-eye coordination at tasks like that.
Sure.
Oh no, I've read studies. I've read studies on it.
Yeah, but I've never like read anything. It's like that sounds like one of those like clickbait articles where it'd be like, "Are you going to the doctors? You better hope he's a gamer."
Well, no, surgeons. I understand surgeons specifically.
I understand what you mean,
especially with like some of those robotic surgeries, which are like they're using controller like thing to do surgery. They're using some of those crazy machines. So I think. It's being a gamer is a valuable skill, and it can translate into some times of life, which it's nice that they had a movie come out that kind of like shows that.
So it was basically just day in, day out, Jan, the fella behind you, is playing Gran Turismo, and everybody around him is telling him, like, oh, you got to get a real life or whatever. And eventually the Nissan or whatever Gran Turismo people have like an agreement to bring the best and the brightest Gran Turismo players to the professional scene. And that's when the movie really starts. The beginning was a little slow, but then it starts like amping up. And I've never like seen a racing movie where it's like showing like the behind the scenes stuff. Actually, I've never really seen racing movies before. I got to change that now. I was interested in what was going on. Cause it's like, there's a couple crashes and they feel like, the tension was there, man. You could cut the tension with a knife with some of these crashes. But when you see like a crash of a racing thing online or whatever, you think, oh yeah, there's a crash. But it's like they spend like 40 minutes on a crash that happens. It's like, oh man, what's going to happen? I need to know.
Yeah, this movie was excellent, and there was lots of clever uses of CG. But most of the racing scenes, probably minus the accidents, were all. Shot for what I understand from the research I was doing for the film for this. They wanted it to look and feel as real as possible. So that's pretty incredible.
And the cars they would keep using were all they were using the same car. I don't know what kind of car it was for the whole movie. And then the final shot the final race, they change it to like a real race car. So I don't understand how racing works that way, but
well, the Nissan team used all the same car for pretty much most of the races except for that one. They needed
you need a souped up car for the last race.
I guess Le Mans needs a different kind of car, maybe one that handles a little more.
Are those real? Do you know if those are real tracks, like real racing tracks in real life? Okay, so they were going from real place to real place. There was a lot of little Easter eggs too, with like sound effects and stuff. They would have like the
PlayStation, like, sound effects. Sounds,
but they did that quite a few times.
They did that really well. And whenever he's doing his race to enter GT Academy, and like a CG car like builds around him, which was pretty cool. And they kind of did a reverse shot later in the film where the car comes apart around him. They did some really really cool visual stuff in the film, which was a lot of fun. So When do you think this took place?
2004.
2011 is when he did the GT Academy. That's what, like, in the movie, he's holding a PlayStation 5 controller, and I'm like, wait, this can't be that recent. This can't be. PlayStation 5 hasn't been out that long. So I went and looked it up. It's 2011. I think that makes it like PlayStation 3 era.
Yeah, man, PS3, PS4 era. So what it, I guess, for this this movie, then it's kind of like, it seems like it's not as, because it is based on a true story, but it's not as untrue as like Cocaine Bear, but it's not as real as like a documentary type of thing. It falls somewhere in the middle where some things are like dramatized and stuff.
Yeah, so the character of Jack didn't exist, so like that, but I mean he was there to make like this bonding.
Which one's Jack?
The stranger guy.
Oh, the Stranger Things guy. He did a great job. He was my favorite character in this. Before we even watched the movie, I told you I knew he was in. I was like, that guy must be doing a good job, because everything he's in, that guy does a good job. Yeah, he did a good job in this too.
He's a fantastic actor. And we also had Randall Thor from The Wheel of Time.
He wasn't. Yeah, but he was kind of
as the gold race car driving douchebag guy.
Yeah, and Legolas, Orlando Bloom, yeah, was also Legolas in it. I think Danny. The two best performances was Stranger Things guy and Orlando Bloom. Oh. I think those were the two best performances for me.
I thought the guy who played Jan did a good job. I mean, he's young and, you know, he pulled off being, you know, like inexperienced being in front of the camera, even though he's an actor and acting on camera.
Because
Orlando Bloom kind of hated him, because like he just like was so awkward in front of the camera, so he was good at, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
Something cool, I mean, they tell you at the end of the film, but the real Jan is actor Jan's real life stunt double for all the races. So basically he like redid his races for the film.
He redid them.
It's like, yeah, I did this race, I'll do it again.
Yeah, it is cool. It made me want to be like a race car. It's the IGN reveal. It really makes you feel like a race car driver. it was good.
I liked how in the movie, where like when he's at the GT Academy and he's racing and he got Jack in the car with him and he slams into the wall. And he's like, "Oh, my tires were glazed." And he's like, "How would you know that? Like, you were scared."
What does that even mean?
Do
we know? Is that a gaming term, or is that a racing term?
I think that is an actual racing term, because Gran Turismo is pretty accurate. From what I understand, I mean, I played one back in the PS2 era. I wish I liked them better, but I just don't like cars and racing that much. But even back then, like if your car would get dirty over time, and like it would have some performance hits if you didn't like get it cleaned. Like, so as a simulation,
so like you got dirt on your brakes or something, I guess. I don't know.
Like, I have no idea
what. Every time they said it like three times that it was glazed, and I kept thinking a glazed donut, and I don't know. Beyond that, I didn't know what it meant.
yeah, it's just it's an interesting term. Yeah, I was thinking glazed donut too, but I'm like, I guess it's just the
it's the same word.
Yeah, it's like they've got a layer of film on them, so they don't like break correctly. I don't know.
And he follows his own line. So in the Gran Turismo games, they have like a line you follow that like tells you, I guess, not the fastest path, because Jan has his own path that he takes and he goes faster than the recommended line. I don't know how that works either, but
I think the recommended line is just like less track. Like, if you're using less track, you're going to get to the end faster.
Yeah.
But I guess just with, he figured out his own lines based on like, you know, aerodynamics and just like, just trying to get past people.
Sure. We can go with that. why would you not show, like, if you're playing the video game, why would you not show what the fastest line is in the video game? Wouldn't you want to show that? Or I don't play racing games. I don't know. I feel like you would just show the most optimal path to take. So when he's going off that, I feel like you would just go slower.
But the thing if another car is not in the if other car is in the path, you have to make your own way, and that's kind of what he did. That's how he figured out how to get around people by figuring out other things. Because his dad was like, "How come you don't follow the path?" And he's like, "Sometimes I win."
I knew that was going to be set up. But so towards the beginning of the movie, his dad, who's not been interested at all in what his kid's doing, just walks by his room. And he's like, "Why didn't you follow the line? You don't even know." He didn't even know what like a video game was, and now he's like, "Why aren't you following the line?" That'll be a payoff at some point later.
Hey Brian, we just got raided. My friend Jen, the Klingon Pop Warrior, brought 11 people in. So greetings, everyone.
We're talking about Gran Turismo, the greatest racing video game movie that has ever existed.
Probably the only racing video game movie to exist currently, I think.
Does Cars count? No, Cars is a movie.
It's a movie that spawned video games. Yes.
Okay. I don't think there are any. Well, I'm sure there's Mario count. There's Mario Kart in Mario Movie.
Maybe. Could be.
Game done. Drop the hammer or boom. Microphone or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So Kaylee just messaged me because she was talking about glazed brakes. When temps exceed brake pad limits, they glaze over and become glassy, so there's no friction to stop.
Okay.
So they basically melt. They get too hot. They melt. As they have a glassy film on them, and then they don't brake properly.
That's an actual thing that doesn't. Why don't they make the brakes out of something else? Boy, don't we know a lot about cars?
We know so much about cars. We're that's why we're not the car podcast.
We're changing to the car podcast.
No, I know.
We're gonna learn about cars here. Absolutely. We're gonna learn about what racing cars do, how they work. We're gonna learn what the names of all the cars are. And we're going to erase them. We're going to remake this movie.
Absolutely not.
Another point I wanted to bring up, because I'm curious what you would do. Because I think I would have made the same choice Orlando Bloom's character would have made. So when they're going through the GT... What's the race thing? The GT Academy. There's another guy that's also very good, but he's like better at everything else. Except, like, Jan is a little bit better at racing by, like, a tenth of a second. Orlando Bloom, when the final race comes, both of them are neck and neck, and at the end, Jan wins by, like, the length of a hair, or whatever. Now, would you have picked the guy that came in second? Or would you have picked Jan? I would have picked the guy in second, because overall, I think he was better. As a full package, I think he's better.
I don't know.
Jan is just better at racing, and that's it.
I liked Jack's opinion on it because he's like, he won, and like that's the thing. Why would we cheat someone out of the win? And I mean, of course, Orlando Bloom, Danny's character, he just wanted to, you know, have like the someone who's like big for the publicity and whatnot.
Well, you want the whole package. You don't want one guy that can do one thing and then can't get in front of a camera and can't do anything else. There's more than just the racing part.
I mean,
how many
racers are like just fantastic in front of a camera? I don't know. I don't watch a lot of, but I'm sure not all of them are like the most photogenic. And
I guess that maybe
you know what I mean.
We have no idea if that's true or not. We don't know.
They aren't actors. I mean, like real race car drivers. Most of them, like, they're not actors. They're not like
most of them aren't actual actors. They're race car drivers.
Yeah, they're race car drivers. Why would you need to be like? Let's see. I don't know. I like Jack. He's like. He won, so we should pick him.
Well, he was the best character. He was the best character. I'm sad Jack didn't exist. I would like to meet Jack in real life if he was a real guy. But he was a motivator. He was like the father. He was the real father figure.
He was the surrogate father figure. Surrogate. So that wreck really happened, but it happened much years later in Jan's career.
So the timeline messed up? It got hit with the Marvel timeline? Well,
the timeline's all weirdly compressed. That's why these movies that are based on real things just are never, like, you know, the best, because they kind of, like, will scramble them up. Where Cocaine Bear the only thing that happened in real life from that movie was that a bear got cocaine that was dropped from a plane. After that, nothing else.
Everything else was made up.
This movie, like real, a lot of these things happened. They just didn't happen the same order. Like, you know, he wasn't playing a PlayStation 5 in 2011, and
no, I mean, maybe he had a pre-release of it.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Probably not. And the Jack wasn't a real character. So they invented him just so the story, the movie would have like a through line. And it makes sense. You got to make some, you got to storyize things. But this was kind of there to give like, oh, is he going to quit racing drama that wasn't really there because he was already an established racer. He wasn't a brand new racer, basically having an accident that caused the death.
And I that's all based on a true story movies, though. It's like, at what point, it's based on a true story, but at what point do you start taking liberties away from the story to make it more entertaining as a movie?
And from the research I did, Jan, the real person, gave approval to use that, because, I mean, that was something that happened in his life, and that, you know, thing that happened. So he approved that to be in the film. And I actually looked up, there's actual footage of the actual thing happening, and it looks remarkably like it did in the movie, although it's from sort of a front angle instead of the back angle, because in the movie you watch the car just fly up from the back and just...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a movie. It's going to have more angles than real life.
Well, yeah, but the fact that I was able to find the video and, like, it's from a completely different angle, but the car was flying like that. It was crazy. Just that a car achieved that kind of liftoff.
I mean, they did a good job creating tension in that moment, because to me, it didn't feel like it was that bit. Like, when I think of car crashes in racing, it's like I see it happen and it's just like I don't ever assume anybody dies or anything in it, but like when they were like showing the different shots of him, like first person inside, like the car's like going up and you can't see anything. Then they show the outside shot and the car's like pretty much vertical. Then to me, that after you see all these different shots and like he's like heavy breathing, he's like, then I start, oh my gosh, this is like, where's this gonna go? And it ends up that he, you know, it was a pretty bad crash, because I think the worst part was, because he ended up mostly being fine, it was that he ended up killing somebody. Do you know if that happened in real life? Did he actually kill somebody?
Oh, someone did die and injured multiple people. I mean, there were spectators who happened to be in the way. I mean, it was, like they said in the film, it's a freak accident. Like, cars aren't supposed to fly.
No, they aren't supposed to fly. That would probably weigh on me pretty hard. I would want to go to like the funeral and stuff. That'd be hard. That'd be a bad day. That'd be a bad day for everybody involved. Yeah.
But in the film, it was used as like a, you know, like a big emotional moment, and it was kind of telegraphed a lot whenever he gave Jack the gift from Tokyo, and he's like, "Open it later." Anytime someone says "open it later" in a movie, that's just like something bad's fixing to happen. It's just like how always that it is. Like, and it's not a bad thing. It's just like I just feel like it's become a cliche at this point. Ah, just open it later. Like, oh man, something bad's fixing to happen.
I always think it's funny too, because like it's a Sony movie, so like all the things they were using were all like Sony products. They bring out like this Sony MP3 player. Yeah. I didn't even know they made. He's like, no, I like to keep it old school. I'm going to use my Walkman that I have. It's like, what? This is in the 2020s. Why you have a Walkman? You're like, he doesn't even look that old to be like, you know, be so hell-bent on using a Walkman. Whatever the heck he's using. It's like, I'm going to stick to my cassette player. I'm 30.
It was a big old orange-yellow Walkman.
Yeah, and then they upgraded him to an MP3 player from 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man. But he got in Japan. So yeah, that's Gran Turismo. I mean, it was good. It's on Netflix. It's free. Like, that's an easy watch for me. Like, go watch.
100%. If you haven't seen Gran Turismo, even if you don't have interest in video games,
or cars,
it is a genuinely entertaining film. So
it was more movie than like video game movie, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like a lot of video games movie lean too much into like the video game and then it just starts sucking. This movie didn't do that. It felt more of a movie. There are some like gamer terms that they use. Like, I think the one of the pit crew, I rewatched it twice and I think he said you're gonna get pwned. I'm not 100% sure on that, but like there's a little bit of there's some gamers
called him noob.
There was noob. But yeah, there's some video game sound effects, and there might have been some lingo for gamers in there. I think that that's really the only call out they had to video game people specifically, other than, you know, Gran Turismo is a video game.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because since it is based on a true story, it's an interesting take for a video game film. So 100% recommend it. I watched it like 1.5 times. You know, like I started watching it and it was super solid. So I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this with my wife because she loves cars and worked on cars. So. I think she'll probably like this film because, I mean, like, I watched the first hour and it was super solid. And I'm like, oh, this is entertaining. Acting's good. Action's kind of fun. She ended up really liking the movie, too. So, again, for a video game movie and a movie that came out in 2023.
Good job.
Did you even hear about this film before it came out?
No. I didn't know it existed until you told me and you're like, hey, how about this? I was like, okay, that's whatever. Sounds good.
So yeah, I knew it existed, but I didn't know it existed before it came out. This movie, I feel like it had zero marketing behind it because
it must have had zero marketing because it's already on Netflix. Unless it came straight to Netflix, I don't know.
I don't know how that all transpired, but you know, I don't know. I saw someone review it on YouTube, and I was like, I didn't even know this came out. I watched the video, then I forgot about it, and then Haley found that on Netflix and something for us to talk about. So I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Well, it was good. Two thumb up.
Absolutely.
That's why. Two thumb up.
Recommend.
Well, that's Gran Turismo. Email David at synthaholics@yahoo.com.
All right. Very good. Thank you all so much for listening in. Thank you, Jen, again, for the raid, bringing some people into the room, and hope you guys enjoyed. Until next time, signing off.